How do I handle the paperwork for an option? You can get an option document at most stationery stores or legal supply houses. However, you should take it to an attorney who will rewrite portions of it to suit your specific deal. This is what the seller will sign to give you the option. When it comes time to exercise the option, you simply open escrow as if you were going to buy the property. However, your rebuyer does all the qualifying for the mortgage and puts up all the down payment and normal closing costs. When the deal is ready to close, your option is exercised. For a moment, you own the property, but then it is transferred to the rebuyer. It is all handled in escrow. Note, while an option is not complicated, there is plenty of room to make a mistake. Therefore, certainly the first time you use it, you should have someone experienced, such as a good agent or attorney, lead you through it. Yes, that will cost more, but in the long run, it can save you a lot of headaches, and possibly money. Another way to tie up the property without buying it is to use an assignment of purchase. In this type of arrangement, you make an offer to purchase, usually for cash. However, when you make your offer, you state that the buyer is your name or assigns. What this means is that either you can buy the property or someone else to whom you have assigned the contract can buy the property. Later on, you have your rebuyer step in and you assign the purchase contract to him or her. Your rebuyer actually gets the financing and makes the purchase. And you pocket the difference between what you paid for the property and a higher price that the rebuyer pays. Getting a seller to agree to an assignment, however, can be tricky. Some sellers won't go along with an or assigns sales contract. The reason is that they don't know who will eventually purchase the property. They are afraid that you might not be able to get a needed mortgage and want a back door out, or that you're planning to sell your contract to someone else, which is, in fact, the case. And that person may not qualify for a needed mortgage. In order to calm the seller's fears, you may need to put up a bigger deposit or avoid putting many escape clauses into the contract, which can increase your risks. Unlike the option, the ability to assign the contract runs only as long as the purchase contract is in effect, typically 30 to 45 days. That means that you've got to find a buyer and conclude your other end of the deal very quickly. Hopefully, you have done your homework and have a rebuyer waiting in the wings. This person picks up the assignment and actually moves forward with the purchase of the property. Again, you never actually make the purchase. The transaction is basically handled in escrow. At the end of the deal, you get your money out, typically in cash. The advantages of assignment are the following. You don't need to put in your own cash. You have to put up only the original deposit when you buy the property from the seller, and you get this deposit back from your rebuyer. You can expect to get your profit out within 30 to 45 days. You don't have to qualify to obtain a mortgage. Of course, it's not all a bed of roses. There are some risks. You actually do commit to purchasing the property. To protect yourself from having to complete the purchase in case you can't find a rebuyer or your rebuyer falls through, you'll want escape clauses. But escape clauses weaken your offer and lessen your chances of getting it accepted. So to make the deal, you may not be able to include many or any and have to take a big risk. Assignments have been used in real estate for a long time. However, as noted before, you need to include lots of escape clauses in the deal in case you can't find a buyer in the short amount of time that you have, or in case that buyer, for some reason, can't complete the purchase. How do I include escape clauses? Escape clause? What's that? An escape clause is one that says the sale and purchase are subject to or contingent upon something. If that something happens, you can gracefully, without financial harm, back out of the deal. In modern transactions, there are three widely accepted escape clauses that most sellers will agree to without blinking. 1. Disclosure contingency. You must approve the seller's disclosures. If you don't approve them, there's no deal. But the time limit here is very short. In California, for example, it is statutorily 3 days. And if the sellers disclose nothing wrong, it's awkward to disapprove the deal. 2. Professional inspection. You get to approve a professional inspector's report. Don't approve it? There's no deal. Usually you have 14 days to get the report and then either approve or disapprove it. And if there's nothing wrong with the property, it's hard to disapprove of the report. 3. Finance contingency. You have written into the contract that the deal is contingent upon your getting financing. No financing, no deal, and you're out without penalty. This usually runs for 30 days, but you must reasonably look for financing.